Hey, Randy, do you did you ever want to like figure out how to listen more and be a better listener?
What?
Exactly. We all want to listen better, right? I think most of us want to try to. So today we have a quick fix. We're going to talk about some tips to how to be a better listener. I'm Danny. I'm here with my buddy Randy. What's up, Randy?
Hey, Danny, great to see you. Dude, this is an important skill because, we have one mouth and two ears, but everybody talks like they have 10 mouths and zero ears.
You know, it is that we all like hearing ourselves jabber on. And you know,
Yeah,
it's I go ahead.
some people just have a gift. Like I always, me personally, I'm not that much of a talker. And so I always like when I see people who are just like yammering, I'm just like, oh my goodness, this is insane. Like the other day I was on the metro and there was this one dude. He was just talking his friend's ear off. His friend didn't say a word. And I was walking behind them for 5 minutes or more. And he was just going, like, didn't even take a breath, didn't even stop, didn't even wait to
Yeah.
see if his friend was acknowledging. He was just yapping to his friend's ear the whole entire time. And I was like, wow, that is
Yeah.
impressive.
It is impressive. Takes a lot of energy too, doesn't it?
But
It
why is
really does.
listening important?
I mean, I think, you know, when we if we are better listeners, right, we can have better relationships. We can actually understand what's being asked of us, you know, what's being requested. And we're just, I think, better communicators in general, which is, you know, by and large, probably the most central thing we do all day, right? Is communicate. So I think it's a crucial part of that.
Yeah, understanding is a big one because we oftentimes go make assumptions based on what we think we heard when we didn't actually hear the right thing and we're responding to the
Oh,
wrong
God.
thing. It's like pass the message down the line. By the time it gets to the end of the line, it's not even close to what it was originally. And people just make these
Yeah.
assumptions all the time without, and we get offended. We ruin our whole day based on stuff that didn't even occur. So let's fix
Yeah,
people's
we
days
really do.
and people's lives by.
Let's do it. How to listen. I'm starting. It's my turn. So my first one is, you know, you don't need, it's basically you don't need all the answers. You don't have to fix everything. And you actually don't have to respond right away. And I think this is something I perpetually struggle with in my own life. I think, you know, like when I'm dealing with loved ones, family, and stuff, I feel like I have to respond or I have to fix things. And I think that's, you know, you don't have to. A lot of times people just want you to hear them. They just want you to hear what they're saying and, you know, just to understand their situation, not necessarily provide an answer or provide, you know, a solution to it.
That's a great point because I know that like when we talk a lot, it just helps to be heard
Yeah.
much more than having an answer or having a solution. It's just like I just need someone who will actually hear what I'm saying, and to have someone there to do that, to be able to listen in that capacity is such a great thing.
It
So my first one is pretty simple for me, but for some people it's really, really hard. It's just shut the F up. Just stop
Yeah,
talking.
right.
Yeah, because here's the thing. If you're talking, you can't listen. I mean, you may believe you can. It's the same misconception of these people who think that multitasking is actually a real thing. You're just
Yeah.
segmenting your attention to this and then to that and then to that and that, and it's broken up. Same thing if you're talking and listening at the same time. It just doesn't happen. So if you just stop talking, give up the idea that you need to talk, that other people need to listen to you, and just stop talking, then it'll allow the space for you to listen.
Yeah, you know, I think it's hard too, because I think for a lot of people, you know, you're like, I know for myself sometimes you're anticipating, you know, what's going to be said. And when you do that, you're probably wrong, first of all. And you're thinking more about what you want to say than you're actually thinking about what the other person's even saying. So a lot of times you're even almost on like a different conversation, which is totally unhelpful. Yes, it's just shutting up. Shutting up, up is a really good point. My next one too is kind of, I think goes along with that too, which is let the other person lead the conversation. You know, I think a lot of times listening comes from letting the other person kind of make their point, explain it, make it understandable. And a lot of times to do that, you have to let them just lead and not try and lead. A lot of us, I think, you know, we're subjects in the world, right? We want to take control. We want to be in control. And that means letting go of some of that control, letting the other person take the conversation where they want.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's a good point, because what makes us think we're so important that we need to lead every conversation, that we need to be like the main character in every conversation? That's a good one, which actually is a nice segue into my next one, which is take a full breath before responding. So this is something that I learned from a bunch of like meditation texts. They always say that, you know, when someone's talking to you, take a full breath before you even respond. So like breathe in and breathe out fully before you even talk. And this serves two purposes. One, it gets you fully oxygenated, but two, it also allows the other person to talk themselves out. Now, this is something that's like really important, because people oftentimes feel like they don't have the space to say everything they want to say. So they're like hurried to say it. They want to make sure they get it all in there. They're rushed, they're stressed, and it's just really hard. And where if you talk actually less, then it allows them to say everything that they need to say. And oftentimes they may need to say the same stuff many times. Like I've heard it said that you oftentimes have to say like what else 3 to 5 times in order to get to the real root of what's going on. So by giving them the space to kind of talk themselves out, by taking that full breath, by pausing, you really allow them to express themselves to where you can listen in a more effective manner.
I like that too, because it also forces you to give yourself at least a little bit of time too before you just start talking, which means you'll actually think about it a bit more. Because I find that a lot too, where you run into situations where people just are just saying things, but they're not really like thinking it through, and you can see it because they're backtracking and stuff like that. So I think I like that. It's good. It's also about just calming down. That goes nicely with my last one too, which is don't take everything personally. I think a lot of times, you know. And it's hard. It is hard because we are, you know, I do think we think of ourselves as that, like, you know, the main character in the story or whatever. And so we think everything has to be about us. And if somebody's communicating, you know, something to us, that it must be about us or it must involve us in some way. And if you really listen, a lot of times it doesn't, or it might not even be, you know, directly about you. And if you don't pay attention to that, you'll take it the wrong way, say the wrong thing. So just keeping these things in mind, I think that's helpful too.
Yeah, isn't it funny how quick we are to kind of like get offended or get thrown completely off kilter about stuff that doesn't even affect us at all? And just like if we can have the equanimity or whatever, just to be like, hey, listen, just whatever. Chill, chill.
Sounds like the right word. Yeah.
Chill, chill. All right. So my last one is repeat back to the person that you're speaking with what they're saying until they actually agree that that's their opinion, because this kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier, where we hear people but we really don't understand what they're saying, or we may be listening but we don't actually hear what they're saying, and oftentimes we have this distorted view of what they actually mean. And so by getting in the practice of repeating back what they're saying, and I find that this is really, really well situations. Like, for instance, whenever I'm communicating with women and there's a lot of emotion there, I find it very, very helpful to repeat back to them what I think they're saying until they tell me, yes, that's what I actually mean. Because then they feel heard. They feel like an emotional connection. And plus, I'm not blowing this thing out of proportion.
No, that's a good one, I think, too. It's funny, you know, when you mentioned that, I was thinking, like, all the time in class, you know, a lot of times I think, you know, all I do is I'm reiterating to students their own questions to make sure that I know what they're actually asking. Because a lot of times it's hard if you never, you know, you don't know how to necessarily phrase something. And I think it is a great skill, because it really forces you to think about first what the other person has in mind and what their meaning is and what their intent is before you actually say anything. And you get it right. And it, like you said, I think it really makes them feel heard too, which is crucial, because it makes them feel part of the conversation, not just sort of something there. All right. That's good. So everybody knows how to listen now. So you should all be masters at that, right? Thanks for joining us. This is a quick fix. If you guys are watching on YouTube, click notifications, subscribe. If you're listening, you know, check us out on YouTube. Also subscribe, do all that. It helps us out a lot. Share with a friend, you know, get it out there. We'll be back later this week with another full episode, another edition of our Books You Should Read series coming up. So check that out later this week. And until then, later, Andy.
Later, Danny.